Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 28th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Security researcher Troy Hunt announced that the Have I Been Pwned breach database service is now open source with code hosted on GitHub. Have I Been Pwned will also now receive compromised passwords discovered during investigations from the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations. Microsoft announced that the threat actor Nobelium, the organization believed to be behind the SolarWinds supply chain attack, had been linked to a malicious email campaign targeting 150 government agencies, research institutions, and other organizations in the U.S. and 23 other countries. The attackers carried out the attack using a compromised Constant Contact account for the government agency USAID, sending emails with links that would distribute a backdoor called Native Zone when clicked through. The U.S. FBI announced that foreign actors breached the network of a local U.S. municipal government using an unpatched vulnerability in a Fortinet VPN appliance that the FBI had issued a warning about back in April. Once on the network, the attackers created a backdoor account named Ellie, then later created further backdoor accounts on domain controllers, servers, workstations, and Active Directories. Privacy and digital rights organizations PI, NYOB, Hermes Center for Transparency and Digital Human Rights, and Homo Digitalis filed legal complaints in France, Austria, Greece, Italy, and the UK against facial recognition company Clearview AI. The complaints say Clearview AI documents and collects data, much of it facial images from public websites, in a way that violates European privacy laws. The privacy groups say regulators have 3 months to respond. Two tech industry trade groups, NetChoice and the CCIA, which collectively represent Amazon, Google, Intel, Samsung, Facebook, and other tech companies, sued Florida over the recently passed SB 7072, saying the law violates their constitutional rights and asking for an injunction to prevent it taking effect. The law makes banning Florida political candidates or journalistic enterprises illegal, lets users sue over being banned, and requires a user opt-out option for any sorting algorithms. Acer announced a line of new products, including a beefy 17.3-inch Predator Helios 500 laptop with options for a 360Hz refresh rate on the display, starting at $2,500. There's also the 16-inch Predator Triton 500 SE with similar options, starting at $1,750, and the Predator Orion 3000 and Nitro 50 gaming desktops. All of these come with the latest from Intel and NVIDIA. Acer also announced the $379 Chromebook 317, the first 17.3-inch Chromebook, as well as the $699 Chromebook Spin 713, the first Intel Evo-certified Chromebook, both available in June. Lenovo announced the YogaPad Pro, a 13-inch 2K Android tablet with a micro HDMI port on its grip, allowing it to be used as an external monitor. The tablet also includes a Snapdragon 870 SoC, 10,200 mAh battery, and a 180-degree kickstand, available in China on May 31st for 3,299 yuan. That's about $517. Twitter listed a $2.99 Twitter Blue subscription under in-app purchases in the iOS App Store, although the feature does not appear to be live in the app. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong reports Twitter Blue comes with color themes and custom app icons, as well as previously reported features like Undo Send and Collections. Tesla issued an over-the-air software update to now use the cameras above a car's rearview mirror to monitor driver attentiveness when the autopilot feature is active. Tesla previously relied on sensors to make sure a driver's hands were on the steering wheel when using autopilot. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu sources say Apple will release updated base model AirPods later in 2021, followed by updated AirPods Pro in 2022. The new AirPods will feature a design similar to the existing Pros with a shorter stem and a new case, while the new AirPods Pro will include updated fitness-focused motion sensors. After rolling out the feature to smart TVs, Netflix began testing its Play Something button on Android devices globally. Users in the test will see a pop-up showing off the new button to play an algorithmic selection, and the option will be available on both adult and child profiles. Sony launched an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign for Motion Sonic, a small capsule that can link hand motions to specific musical effects using a linked iOS app. Motion Sonic will ship to the US and Japan in March, with the first 400 units going for 23,900 yen, or $218. After that, retailing for 27,200 yen. And finally, the Perlmutter supercomputer system came online at the National Energy Research Scientific Computing Center, designed specifically to handle AI workloads. The system was built by HPE's Cray subsidiary using 6,159 NVIDIA A100 Tensor Core GPUs, capable of almost 4 exaflops of performance, and will initially be used to create a 3D map of the universe using data from the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.